make a baby on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on my line. A song about a simple love that's stronger than the pines. I'm a country boy and I'm a rocking boy. Like a little crown in my Coca-Cola. Say a little prayer for all the soldiers. Fight for the USA.
Around. So anyway, here's what's what the cook is about here. Bashir on Friday said this, among other things.
We end this week in the way it began, with America's resident dunce, Sarah Palin, scraping the barrel of her long-diseased mind and using her all-time favorite analogy in an attempt to sound intelligent about the national debt.
Our free stuff today is being paid for by taking money from our children and borrowing from China. When that note comes due, and this isn't racist, so try it anyway. This isn't racist, but it's going to be like slavery when that note is due.
It'll be like slavery. Given her well-established reputation as a world-class idiot, it's hardly surprising that she should choose to mention slavery in a way that is abominable to anyone who knows anything about its barbaric history.
All right, so that's Martin Bashir, who went on to mention some of the horrible and disgusting things that were done to slaves, suggested the same ought to be done to Palin. So, we have nothing but beauty here. Excuse me. I'm not, nor have I ever really been, other than the first time I saw her, and before she opened her mouth, I thought she was attractive. I still think she has a role to play, whether she's the smartest person that's ever been in political life remains to be seen. Is she the brightest bulb in the circuit? Probably not. But to have, I don't know what's accomplished by saying or being the way Bashir is. Now, some of you may say what I just said about Bashir is the same as what he said about Sarah Palin. No, not at all. I'm just giving you the facts of a story. So, yesterday, Bashir apologized utterly and completely. He didn't bury it at the end of his program like CBS did with the Benghazi story last week. He actually began the program with it, and here is what he said.
Last Friday on this broadcast, I made some comments which were deeply offensive and directed at Governor Sarah Palin. I wanted to take this opportunity to say sorry to Mrs. Palin and to also offer an unreserved apology to her friends and family, her supporters, our viewers, and anyone who may have heard what I said. My words were wholly unacceptable. They were neither accurate nor fair. They were unworthy of anyone who would claim to have an interest in politics, and they have brought shame upon my friends and colleagues at this network, none of whom were responsible for the things that I said, and at a place where we try every day to elevate political discourse and to focus on issues that matter to all of us. In the battle of ideas, America leads the world in wholehearted discussions and disagreements, and these arguments can be heard on a daily basis. But what I did on Friday had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with that great tradition, and I am deeply sorry. Upon reflection, I so wish that I had been more thoughtful, more considerate, more compassionate. But I was not, and what I said is now a matter of public record. But if I could add something to the public record, it would be this: that I deeply regret what I said, and that I have learned a sober lesson in these last few days. That the politics of vitriol and destruction is a miserable place to be and a miserable person to become. And I promise that I will take the opportunity to learn from this experience. My hope is that it will renew in me a spirit of humility and humanity that looks for the good and that builds upon the great things that this country has to offer to all of us, regardless of our political persuasion. This will be my guiding light and compass in the days ahead. But once again, I am truly sorry for what I said on Friday.
All right, so that's Martin Bashir apologizing. This thing has blown up to be quite the discussion topic. Kenny, were you surprised this thing has the legs that it has what's been established, if you will, around what he said? It's certainly easy for the right of center host to work this thing over and make him look like a dunce. But are you surprised that it isn't over, I'm guessing, because a lot of people are talking about it. But are you, I guess I'm just curious as to what you're seeing, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. How much traffic is there on this?
There's a lot of talk on it, not so much on his apology, but on what he said, which we didn't air the worst of it because it's really horrible and disgusting. Mm-hmm. And I'm no fan of his. I'm no fan of Sarah Palin's either. But personally, I can't understand how MSNBC hasn't at least suspended him, if not fired him.
They suspended Alec Baldwin for something he didn't even say on the air, for God's sakes.
Yeah, exactly. And if this had happened to a host at Fox, I can't even imagine the outrage coming from the left over. You remember the Sandra Fluke thing?
Yep.
Was that a year
Do
ago?
I ever? Cost me a lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, and that was it Rush said a couple stupid things, but it was not as nasty and gross as what this guy said.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the comparison, too, because they're Bashir, known for being left of center. I mean, that's why he's on MSNBC. He got fired by ABC, I think, didn't he? I don't know what his status is, but it seemed to me I remembered him being fired by ABC for some reason or another. And he wouldn't be working at both ABC and MSNBC, not likely, anyway.
No.
But I don't disagree with anything that you've just said. So what are people, let's get some of the connection with Facebook and Twitter on this.
Don says that Bashir's apology is based solely on the bad press his remarks had gotten and nothing more. Michael says the liberals keep saying there's a war on women. Where are the feminists and the president to defend Sarah Palin? And Brad says, I'm no Bashir fan, that's for sure, but I felt his apology was sincere. That said, I despise and will never forgive MSNBC.
Yeah. They didn't do themselves any good. And yeah, again, the question is, why isn't he on the street, given, for those of you who don't know what Alec Baldwin said, or why he was suspended for 2 weeks? He's only been on, I think, for 2 weeks. And how long has Alec Baldwin been doing that program? A couple of weeks?
Yeah, if that.
Yeah.
Very, very short.
So he had an altercation with another photographer last week and apparently made some disparaging remarks about his sexuality, and that caused MSNBC to put Alec Baldwin on the shelf. So this guy does, you know, like, unbelievable stuff, and he's still there. One would wonder. 888-302-3684 as we keep following this. This would be an interesting part of the conversation. We have some talk show input on this. What is your feeling about Bashir after listening to this? 17 after the hour on Good Day.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Get it started.
I own 3 coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at Office Max. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new Office Max Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least 2 consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And during our holiday sampling event, November 22nd through 27th, come in and taste why Sam's Club is the perfect place to save on delicious holiday entertaining. Sample artisan cheeses, premium meats, plus decadent desserts. Don't miss the holiday taste of Sam's Club, November 22nd through 27th. Sam's Club. Holidays are better when you're in the club.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 888-302-3684. We're talking about MSNBC host Martin Bashir, who got into trouble by making some pretty nasty comments about Sarah Palin. He apologized. Most people think that it's a crock. It's a BS. And one wonders why the news media isn't all over this, as they would be, as Kenny pointed out, with the Limbaugh thing. So we'll spend a little bit more time on that. This, and then there's many other things to put our nose onto here on the Good Day program.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is from The Voice last night, the top 10 contestants opening up the program with Say It, Just Say It. Say It, Just Say It. Does sound like, doesn't it sound like a, I don't know, a pretty good college group maybe? Kenny, what do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Glee.
Yeah, okay, Glee. Yep, might fit in there. 24 and change at the hour, Tuesday the 19th of November. I'm Doug Steffen with offensive with offensive material here. We're talking about Martin Bashir and what he said about Sarah Palin. I noticed that USA Today was blasted for what was referred to by some as a racially insensitive headline regarding The Best Man Holiday, which is a movie that came out this past weekend. It was number 2, I think, at the box office. Writing about this movie, the paper tweeted, quote, Holiday nearly beat Thor as race-themed films soar. And needless to say, Twitter followers reacted harshly. Here's one, quote, USA Today calls movies with black people in them race-themed. Because black people are a genre, like superhero movies? Tweeted one person. Another added, quote, why are movies that star people of color race-themed, but movies starring whites are not? Is friendship a race theme? Paper quickly changed the headline to Holiday nearly beats Thor as ethnically diverse films soar. Yeah. So, what do you have on that? Anything on our Twitter page regarding that? There's all kinds of stuff. You can take apart pretty much what everybody says in some way, shape, or form, right?
Yeah, easily. I don't see anything on that. I think it's kind of, it was a stupid headline, but...
Alec Baldwin's daughter, Ireland, took to Twitter over the weekend to defend her father against the accusations he's a homophobe. Quote, my dad is far from a homophobic or a racist. For someone who's battled with anger management issues, my dad has grown tremendously. I think that's pretty cool coming from, remember all of the stuff that went on between the two of them? That's very cool. All right, so let's keep moving in this direction for a little while. 888-302-3684, Martin Bashir and what he had to say. Here's a quick excerpt from talk host Dory Munson, who focused in on what Bashir had to say.
What set him off so bad? A slavery comparison? Yeah, it's horrible when people do that, right, Martin Bashir? Let's go back to 2011.
Next, the problem with promises. Did two Republican hopefuls really sign a pledge suggesting a return to the days of slavery?
Really? That's how they set it off. You made that same comparison, Martin Bashir, that you hated about Sarah Palin.
So was he forced to do this, Kenny? What is the what's the gossip on the street about this? The this rant about and the word that we didn't have on the air, which we wouldn't put in the context it was put in, was defecate. I believe he used that word. Did he not?
He used a different word.
He did.
That was the meaning of it. Yeah. Yes.
Uh huh. Anyway. The Sarah Palin's one issue and what she had to say, whether it was in Iowa last week or whether it was when she was governor of Alaska or when she was running for vice president, you know, that stuff stands on its own. But Bashir is one of these. This is the reason the news media has fallen onto the times it's fallen. Because this guy supposedly was a newsman. Well, he's not a newsman. He doesn't. He's not really following an issue. He's creating an issue. There's a difference between a newsman reporting on an issue and creating one. And that's where the line is drawn as far as I'm concerned. When you create things based on your own feelings, thoughts, actions, then you're no longer a newsman. The guy should be fired. That's it. Plain and simple. Martin Bashir ought to be fired. Agree or disagree? 888-302-3684 is 20 and after. This is a good day.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Adam Richman, host and author. Thanksgiving is a great time to get together with loved ones, but hosting a large family event can be expensive. When planning your holiday menu, make sure to create a budget in advance to optimize costs and keep track of what you're spending. Adam Richman, host and author.
When prepping for this year's Thanksgiving dinner, limit the number of prepackaged foods you purchase as they can be more expensive and usually are nowhere as good as fresh. Additionally, create a menu where you buy certain ingredients in bulk if they appear in several dishes to cut costs. And to save your wallet, a rewards credit card when you're doing your shopping for the big day. Cards like the Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card give you 2% cash back on up to $1,500 in grocery store purchases quarterly, which can really add up when you're shopping for Thanksgiving. This way you could stuff your wallet and your turkey.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/cash rewards. I'm Danielle Adair.
Go on, sweetie, jump to dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy up my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now 33 after the hour, today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. In this hour, spend a lot of time going through many of the other radio hosts, the issues in News Talk Radio, the things that seem to grind people up. It's grist for conversation, if you will. 888-302-3684. Sort of a traditional approach to the issues of the day, the important stories. And so we get from various News Talk Radio and television programs a sense of what the issues are, and then you can formulate an opinion that you may or may not want to share with us at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com, or follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show for comments and thoughts. By the way, the poll today goes back to what we spent the first part of the hour talking about, Martin Bashir. Should MSNBC fire him? A, yes, it's outrageous they haven't already fired him. B, no, he apologized. Everybody should just move on. C, why? What did he do? D, who's Martin Bashir? That may be a better question. The poll yesterday, have you donated to help the typhoon survivors in the Philippines? 38% of you said, no, I'd rather donate my money to causes here at home. 33% of you said, no, I can't afford it right now. 11% said, not yet, but I'm planning on giving. Let's see here. 8% said, I want to, but I don't know where to donate. Well, if you go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show, you will see the article that's posted there. You can share it. It gives you an idea of, I think, the top. Did we have 5 or 10? Or I think at one point there were 20 different charities that were good and worthwhile involving ourselves in. What's the number at now, Kenny?
I think there's about two dozen.
Two dozen.
Two dozen reputable charities that you can check out if you want to do that. And there's also a list of some tips to avoid getting scammed by some less than reputable charities.
Right. Too. So check those out and share them with the friends, people that you think are interested, as you may be, in helping out these people. By the way, as far as that's concerned, the Economic Cooperative and Development Department in Philippines says that this is going to be about a $5 to $6 billion cleanup. The rebuilding will cost pretty close to $6 billion, it looks like, here, by the time everything is totally rebuilt. So that money will be coming from all kinds of sources, not there, because this is not a wealthy island chain by any stretch of the imagination. 888-302-3684. On now to discussing health care. It's something new and different. From CNN, Chris Freites reported on some of the states that are going after insurance companies now for lying to the policyholders about changes that are due in their policies to the changes they're blaming on the Affordable Health Care Act.
Since the Obamacare rollout began, mailboxes across the country have been filled with bad news from insurance companies. But some insurers are getting in trouble for misleading their customers. In Kentucky, officials fined Humana after the insurer sent this letter to more than 6,500 customers. It says customers have to choose one of two options within 30 days. Either legally extend their current policy through 2014 or choose a new, more expensive policy that complies with Obamacare. The letter never mentions buying insurance through the new exchange. Kentucky Insurance Commissioner Sharon Clark calls the letter high pressure and misleading.
When you're told you got to do something in 30 days, and if you don't do it, we're going to make the choice for you. You know, that's disconcerting.
And illegal, according to Clark. She says Humana broke the law when it included a form with the letter that had not gotten the required approval from her office.
Why do you think Humana worded the letter the way they did?
I think they were interested in keeping those policyholders. And also, I think, again, it was lack of understanding of Kentucky law.
Clark fined Humana more than $65,000 and voided the letter. She required the company to send customers a correction with a full range of options. That included buying insurance from the exchange, working with a broker, or keeping their current coverage until it expires. Kentucky is not alone. In Colorado, Humana sent a renewal letter that the state insurance commissioner called threatening and incorrect. Humana was required to retract and resend the letter and apologize to its policyholders. And in Missouri, regulators are looking into whether Humana's letters broke any laws. Humana declined multiple interview requests, but in a statement to CNN said, Humana has been reaching out to our individual insurance policyholders to let them know of their full range of coverage options beginning January 1, 2014, when ACA's new insurance laws become effective.
When you're talking about a company that's a Fortune 100 company like Humana, $65,000 really doesn't seem like much of a fine. So I asked the insurance commissioner, what gives? And she told me that just to keep the fine low at $10 per letter because she was trying to send a message. And she worried that a bigger fine would just get passed along to consumers in the form of a higher premium.
All right, so what's your story? You got a similar story to that, 888-302-3684 as we move along. Now, this time it's a radio program in Hartford hosted by Ray Dunaway, who here talks to the state insurance commissioner, Thomas Leonardi, about the President, Mr. Obama, allowing insurance companies to continue their current policies. How are states like Connecticut reacting to this?
A lot of the responsibility for these policies does fall upon whoever the state insurance commissioner may be. Is that correct?
That's correct. We are responsible for looking into this. And as you know, the governor directed my agency and the lieutenant governor to analyze this problem that the president highlighted in his press conference the other day. And specifically, we're looking at the population of policies that have been canceled because they were not compliant with the Obamacare, and to determine what options, if any, the state has in that regard.
Now, I do know that a number of commissioners of insurance, Washington State comes to mind as one, but I think there were some others. He said, look, no, we're going with the plan. This is the plan. We don't kind of change things around once we're rolling on this thing. Have you decided what you want to do?
Actually, not yet. My feeling was, and in talking with the governor, we really wanted to do the homework and make sure we had all of the issues addressed and identified. And we're working as that process plays out, as it has over the weekend. It continues over the next several days. We will come up with a recommendation for the governor that we think is appropriate based on the facts. So let me give you an example.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you look at the number of policies that have been canceled, I think there is some misinformation out there. We have about 1.4 million policies in the state. And of the recent cancellations, about 27,000 are the ones that have been canceled, 27,000 out of 1.4 million. And more than 80% of those have been canceled for reasons that have nothing to do with Obamacare. So the president's proposed fix wouldn't even apply to that 80%.
Hey, tell us, may I ask you just a real question about this and some of these policies. Is the problem that they don't cover things, or what are some other grounds for cancellations of a contract? I suppose it depends on the terms of the contract, right?
Well, that's exactly right. As to the 80% that are not affected by Obamacare, these were plans that were grandfathered. Under the law, if your policy was in place prior to the law's enactment in March of 2010, then there was no implication. You could keep that. But the companies always go through, every year you have an insurance contract that lasts for 1 year, and everybody knows their rates go up or their deductibles may change or their co-insurance may be different. So a lot of what you're seeing here is that the insurance companies doing what is their normal business practice of looking at their policies, their books of business, and making cancellations in the normal course. Now, that there are still 9,000 policies, roughly, that have been canceled due to noncompliance. Those are policies that were not grandfathered. And you know, it's a very small number, 9,000 out of 1,000,004. But I understand, believe me, that if you're one of those people, right, you're confused, you know, you're not happy, and I get that. And that's why we're working to figure this one out.
888-302-3684. Here are John, Zach, and Susan Rose on their program talking to political reporter Lori Kelman about whether it's possible to even salvage this health care act.
The Affordable Care Act, Lori, the favorite target of relentless Republicans, is getting now what even some Democrats are saying it deserves. What we're wondering is, do you think it can be salvaged, even if a year goes by? Republicans have latched onto this as a campaign issue now, and they're not about to back away. Well, how are you reading this?
How I'm reading all of this is that, you know, even if it takes a year, I'm not sure, nobody's sure, that the problems with Obamacare can be fixed in a year. You know, it's going to take a while if the president and the House Democrats and Senate Democrats who voted for it will be vindicated. It's going to take longer than that, most people agree. So this week on the Hill, we have more of the Republicans doing what they're likely to do until the election next year, which is focus on the flaws in the rollout and in the law itself. We've got two hearings this week on cybersecurity and the lack of likelihood that the Obama administration did all the proper testing to make sure that the rollout and the website was secure, that the information you put in when you're in the marketplace stays where it should be and is immune to hackers. So I think we're going to see more of that, and I think that Democrats have a real big challenge ahead of them politically to reassure people and regain some confidence and trust.
All right, so there's that overview. Some of your calls on this as we continue to focus on Obamacare, and you have some interesting things to say, so let's listen in a matter of moments. Here's Good Day Continues, 888-302 Doug at 16 before the hour.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy's water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay, here I come.
I got you, good job.
I did it, that was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots. The shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand. A trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots. A sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed. For adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Here's today's Aramco Report with real estate and mortgage analyst Mayron Aram.
The mortgage bond market was off to a good start this week as mortgage discount points improved by more than a quarter point. This on a weaker than expected reading on the National Association of Home Builders monthly housing market index. Last week was also a good week for the mortgage market following Janet Yellen's comments that she is not yet convinced it is time to withdraw the Fed's support of the economy. Other Fed officials have echoed similar sentiment for now conforming 0.30 fixed mortgage rates average 4.25%, with 15-year rates closer to 3.25%. Meanwhile, the U.S. total outstanding debt rose to above $17 trillion. For more information on home loans or real estate, visit our website at aramco.biz or call me at 800-710-2726. This is Mehran Aram for Good Day.
To everyone we love.
To my very best clients.
Throughout the year, there are so many people you don't get to tell how you feel.
We're thinking of you.
Just wanted you to know.
Whether they're customers, family, or friends, there's no easier way to share how you feel than with personalized holiday cards from Vistaprint. I just wanted you to know. Just visit Vistaprint.com on your PC or mobile phone, pick a look you love, upload your photos or logo, and add your unique message. I just wanted you to know that I miss you. I just wanted you to know. It's a great way to share how you feel. And right now, it's more affordable than ever. Just visit Vistaprint.com today. Click on the link in the upper right corner. Type in promo code 1616. And we'll give you 50% off all your cards and ship them to you for free. That's 50% off and free shipping. Only at Vistaprint.com with promo code 1616.
I just wanted you to know. I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
888-302-3684. Obamacare. Bob in Pennsylvania is not happy about his policy. It apparently has been canceled.
My policy was canceled, and now you said that you're supposed to be offered another policy? They never offered me anything. They just said, we said it's going to be canceled December 31st, and they said, we strongly suggest you look into the exchange. So I said, well, why is my policy being canceled? They said, well, it's inferior. It doesn't match the qualifications of Obamacare. I said, well, such as what? And guess what? It doesn't have prenatal care or maternity care count, a thing on there. It doesn't have drug rehab counseling for abuse, drug abuse. That's what made my policy. And yet I just went through cancer, and I paid all my bills, but it didn't have drug counseling and prenatal care. That's what made my policy inferior. I mean, I'm sorry. This president is doing more damage to this country.
Man, that's a pretty interesting reality, isn't it? I'd like to face what that guy's facing, and maybe many of you are. 888-302-3684. Mark in South Carolina, focused on the Democrats.
If anybody falls for this sleight of hand trade here, in other words, they're just gonna try to hold it off until after the elections in 14. You've got 12 Democrats up for election, and all 12 of them, Begich, Durbin, Franken, Hagan, Landrieu, Mercury, Pryor, Reed, Shaheen, Udall, and Warner. They're all gonna say, oh, this is such a bad thing, because they're up for re-election. And then after the election, it'll be right back. Because they're only going to try to do something until 14. After that, it'll all same day back to normal. This is just smoke and mirrors by the president. That's all it is.
All right. Concerns now. Let's see. John in Maryland thinks there's only one reason Bill Clinton said anything about this last week.
I guess the flavor of the day is Bill Clinton, regardless of what his motivation, and I'm sure it's to distance his wife from the Obama administration, which he has already done by resigning as Secretary of State because of Benghazi. Let's be honest here, that things got pretty tough. When she was supposed to testify, she waited 5 months, and then she said, what does it matter at this point? Well, she made it at that point, from September 11th to January when she testified. But anyway, Bill Clinton is telling the truth for once, and he's holding Obama's feet to the fire, and people saying that this is good for us. How come we hate it? You know, nobody ever, they never had a majority of people, even before this thing was passed, that was in favor of doing this, and people forget about that.
All right. I think that's enough on the health care issue. Wouldn't you be more interested in talking about George Zimmerman? Mr. Zimmerman appears to have lost his self-control yet one more time, and he's had another mugshot taken of himself. So we'll talk about Mr. Zimmerman getting arrested in a matter of moments here. A little chuckle. Yes, a chuckle time. 51 after.
Time.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Tuesday Doug Stephan Good Day program. Among the top stories, I'm not sure whether I would deem this important or not, and that's maybe why it's found its place in the last few minutes of this hour. George Zimmerman arrested again in Florida yesterday after police responded to a disturbance call. Mr. Zimmerman allegedly got into a verbal altercation with his new girlfriend. She claims he pulled a gun on her, so he was charged with felony aggravated assault, misdemeanor battery, and misdemeanor criminal mischief. All right, so let's hear what some of the world of talk radio has done with this to twist it around a little bit, starting with host Gary Meyer, who talked about the Zimmerman arrest on his program yesterday afternoon.
George Zimmerman in the news again. He's becoming quite the, and goof is not the right word, but this guy can't stay out of trouble. So it's reported that he pointed a shotgun at his girlfriend. Now, I guess the police were there, and he was still calling 911 to give the dispatcher another story. Here's some of that.
Okay, what's going on there?
My girlfriend has, for lack of a better word, gone crazy on me.
Your girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay, where is she now?
Outside, with the police.
Okay, the police is already there, and so why are you calling? What happened?
I just want everyone to know the truth.
Okay.
I just wanted to leave. She told me that it was better. She's pregnant with our child, and she told me it was better co-parented, and she raised the child on her own. I said, fine. I said, are you sure this is what you want to do? She said, yes. As soon as I started packing up my stuff to leave, she just completely changed.
When you said she changed, what did she do?
At first, she was letting me pack my stuff so that I could go, you know, we could go our own ways amicably. When she changed, she just started smashing stuff, taking stuff that belonged to me, throwing it outside, throwing it out of her room, throwing it all over the house. She broke a glass table because she threw something on it. I don't even know if it was mine or hers, whatever it was. She got mad that I guess I told her that I would be willing to leave.
Okay.
I guess she thought I was going to argue with her, but she's pregnant. I'm not going to put her through that kind of stress.
Okay.
Isn't he still married? He's got an estranged wife, right. But that isn't... And he's already up and knocking up somebody else? Imagine the parents of this girl. Hey, when she tells them, hey, I got a boyfriend. Oh, who is it? George Zimmerman. Great. And now he's allegedly been charged with pointing a shotgun at his girlfriend. And that is a felony. So this guy might want to stay away from the weapons forever at this point.
And can he go to jail again? See, this is the same as the OJ thing. They're going to try to get him. Everybody, every law enforcement agency in the world is going to try to nail this guy. And he's making it easy for him because he's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, he's making it very easy.
I mean, and he's got this girl pregnant? Ay. Talk about a blank up. Here's radio host Bill Carroll talking about the arrest and the 911 call. This is the call from his wife now instead of from him.
Local Channel 2 there in Florida said that he's accused of domestic violence by a girlfriend. Zimmerman's girlfriend apparently lives in the part of the county where the town is located where the arrest was made. So in July, when he was acquitted of the murder charges in connection with Trayvon Martin's death, that wasn't even the last time he was in the news. Because remember, there was another call from his now estranged wife who dialed 911 because she said George, along with a girlfriend, were out in the front yard harassing them. And remember, she said he'd reached for a gun. He kept reaching for the gun. Well, actually, I've got that 911 call for you.
1026.
This is not
police
today's 911 call.
This is Samantha. Are you police? All right, we do have units en route to you, ma'am. Is he still there?
Yes, he is, and he's trying to shut the garage door on me.
Is he inside now?
No, he's in his car, and he continually has his hand on his gun, and he keeps saying, step closer. He's just threatening all of us with
step closer
his firearms, and he's going to shoot us.
What if family just has 911 on speed dial, don't they? Everyone around, George Zimmerman, wife, girlfriend, everybody's just 911 all the time. You got to wonder after a while, you know, the one guy who's always in the middle of it.
Yeah, I like that comment. Got 911 on speed dial.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, my God. Anyway, he smashed a pair of sunglasses. Oh, he sounded very... you point your gun at my frickin' face, she said, get out of my house, blah, blah, blah. All right, so anyway, enough of that trash. And that's really what it is, but I suppose it makes for interesting side conversation. 59 past the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.